Masechet Kelim Perek Kaf Het Mishnah Yod. Mishnah says, Sevacha Shitchil Ba Mipiha. If somebody was weaving a hairnet and they started from the rim, which goes around the woman's face, Tehora Ad Shigmor Et Kur Kurta. It's Tahor until he finishes weaving the bottom, the part that rests on top of the head. When it's upside down, it looks like a bowl with the rim that goes around the woman's face at the top and the part that goes on top of her head at the bottom. Hitchil ba mikur kurta tehora ad shigmor et piha. If he began weaving it at the bottom, it's tahor until he finishes the rim. No matter where he starts from the rim or from the bottom, the rule here is the hairnet cannot become tameh until it has been fully completed. So you need a full keli in order to say that it is possible for it to become tameh. Shavis shela tameh mipene atzmo. The band that's attached to the front of the hairnet could become tameh by itself. Even if the headband is removed from the hairnet, it still could become tameh. It was common to take the headband from one hairnet and switch it to another. Therefore, it's considered to be a kli bifne atzmo, its own utensil. Hahotin shela temein mishum hibur. The strings that bind the hairnet to the head are able to become tameh because they're attached to the hairnet. They could become tameh only when they're attached. They are not their own kelim. Sevacha shenikre'a im ena mekabelet et rov ha-se'ar tehora. Hairnet that was torn, if it does not have the ability to hold on to most of a woman's hair, it's tahor. The hairnet cannot perform its function. It's a broken keli, and a broken keli cannot become tameh.